On a beautiful Arizona, good morning. It's hour number four, the 10 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years right here in the great state of Arizona. No matter what radio station you're listening on, our universal toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, no matter what part of the state or even out of state you may be streaming to this broadcast on. That's how you reach us, 1-888-767-4348. And during the broadcast, there's text opportunities at 411-923 and email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you'd like to talk solar in particular this hour, our 10 o'clock hour, we dive deep with a guest, a local expert into one specific area or industry. And this hour, it's solar. We have Kyle Ritland with Sun Valley Solar's right here physically in studio with us to talk about why at the nicest time of the year, on the shortest days in the year, would solar be any kind of relevant topic to talk about? Hey, I'll answer the first part. It's sunny out there.
It's sunny all the time. We're in Arizona.
Even in the shortest time of the year,
even
we still have sun.
Even in the shortest time of the year, yeah. You wouldn't necessarily think of December as a great time to think about solar, and indeed a lot of people don't because their bills drop and it's not a pain point for them anymore.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
But let's bring that pain point back in, because majority of the solar systems that are going in are going to be on a net metering program.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that important to understand, and why is this time of the year probably a better time then at the end of summer, when you finally hit that pain point, when your June bill hits you in July, and you've got your first bill in August, September with your solar done, you may not get what you expected on your first one.
Right. So you hit the nail on the head, Romy. So most of Arizona utilities support some sort of net metering program. And that simply means that when you install solar on your house, and your solar energy system is creating more electricity than you're using, then that excess electricity is being sent back to the utility, and they are crediting you that excess energy. And you can cash in those credits at times when your energy usage is really high, such as in the summer when the air conditioning system is cranking away full tilt boogie. So we usually tell people that winter is actually probably one of the best times to install solar, because that gives you plenty of runway for your solar energy system to overproduce, because the air conditioner is shut off this time of year, to overproduce and provide you with energy credits that you can use by the time the temperature starts rising and the AC comes on in the summer heat.
And those credits are just stored. Mm-hmm. Do I have to store those and keep track of them, or does the utility do that?
You will see them on your bill, but it's all taken care of by the utility, and it's a little bit different from utility to utility because they all handle the net metering programs slightly differently.
All their rate structures are different. Mm-hmm. They're different companies. They're set
exactly.
up differently.
Exactly. So it's not uncommon for people to start calling us when the needle starts going up on the thermostat. And that's usually sometime around spring, late spring, summer, when those bills start going up. And the problem with that is that then you're installing your solar energy system and you have no opportunity to bank your energy credits before the needle starts going up. So your solar energy system has to do all of the heavy lifting. And really, it's not until the next season that you see the maximum benefit from that production, because then you've had a period of time to create some credits.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing. Mm. It's just your mindset of the consumer. I'm getting solar. My bill's going to go down. But if you're doing it in August at the heat and your next bill and you didn't see it go down, you're like, wait a second.
Well, so I'm obviously biased, and I'm going to say that there's no bad time to go solar, and that's entirely true.
You just may not get what you expect if you don't sit down and understand.
Right. Right.
How it works.
But we don't, you know, we would do a disservice if we didn't alert people that there's some real advantages to doing it when the weather is cooler, because you're not, you know, having to fight with your AC system running, you know, pretty much around the clock, and you're taking all of that excess energy and you're putting it in a bank and you can use that later.
Another disservice that's common when a consumer is ready to go solar is they just think, well, I'm going to overproduce. I'm going to put a panel on every square inch of my roof and slap a few on the side of the wall and a few out in the yard. If you're going into a leasing program, you really don't have that option. You've got to build the system to produce for the load that the home consumes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually a process where we start by looking at how much energy somebody uses over a year. And then we sit down and we have a conversation with them about what's your goal. And of course, most people say, well,
no bill.
No bill is my goal, right? And that's great because, you know, sometimes we can do that. But sometimes we also look at, where's the best return on your investment? Because it may be, depending on how your family uses energy, it may be more costly to offset a percentage of your bill and then allow you to buy cheap off-peak energy. So if a big part of your energy is coming in off-peak hours, you're buying that from the utilities at a reduced rate. So we can simply build a system that offsets your on-peak hours, your most expensive hours, and then you can continue to buy cheap off-peak hours at a really reduced rate. And you have a hybrid between buying from the utility and generating your own electricity that ultimately returns the best ROI for you and your family. And it really is a personal choice, and we tend to look at all options and take people through all the options.
And y'all are in a unique position or a unique industry because the consumer oftentimes will spend beyond the economic point of return just to feel like they're sticking it to the utility company.
There is a little bit of that. Yeah, there is a little bit of that. You know, everybody has their own motivation and their own goals. And that's part of the process. That's part of the exploratory process when somebody calls us and say, I want to install solar. How much is it going to cost? Which is, you know, usually the way that question begins, which is a bit like walking into a car dealership and saying, I want to buy a car. How much is it going to cost? Well, we need to do some qualifying work before we can get to a number for you because we need to figure out what your patterns are and what options there are with your utilities and, you know, what your consumption looks like over a full four seasons. And then we get to sitting down and having a conversation about ROI and investment and all of that kind of stuff.
Are you looking to go from 0 to 10 in 10 seconds,
mm-hmm.
6 seconds, or 3 seconds?
Right.
That price jumps pretty dramatically.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now, just because you're on solar doesn't mean you're off the grid. Solar and off the grid are two completely different things.
Right. So solar works in concert with the grid because obviously the sun goes down at night and you still need electricity. So you've got to get that electricity from somewhere. So the solar that you generate during the day is offsetting what you're purchasing from the utility grid during daylight hours. And then at night, you're buying from the grid. Now, the good news about all that is that most of the time, pretty much 100% of the time, evening kilowatt hour rates are significantly lower. So you're buying much cheaper energy in the evening, and you're offsetting your more expensive energy, daylight energy, utility energy, with solar. So you can see a pretty significant savings even if you're not generating your own electricity 24 hours a day.
And that's important to note in our timeline of an install as well, because once the solar company's done with the install, you can't turn it on.
Yeah, the utilities commission the system because it plugs into the utility grid, so it's up to them to commission it. So once we've installed it, then a meeting is made essentially with the utility, and they come out and commission your system. So it does add a little bit of time after the system's installed.
On top of all of this, there are two great incentives going on right now for people on APS and SRP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we actually have two programs running currently. We have a program in partnership with SRP that can save people up to $3,000 on the purchase of a residential solar system. So that includes a free advanced inverter, which is about a $2,500 savings, And then SRP is offering a $250 rebate on the Demand Manager module, and then as well as a $10 a month credit on the bill through December of 2018. So the whole thing adds up to about $3,000 savings, and that's a pretty cool program. So if you're an SRP and been considering it, check that out and give us a call, because we'd be happy to walk you through it.
This is one example of where customers benefit with the company experimenting. We were talking in the last hour that a lot of times new products, you are the testing phase that are on the market, get the second or third generation. Mm-hmm. In this case, the utility company is experimenting with their rates and inverters, and they need homes to build database to make that. So you're benefiting by them trying to discover these rate plans down.
That's correct.
Down to the future.
So SRP and really all the utilities and the solar industry are doing a lot of research right now into how people use electricity. We're in, as an industry, as an energy sector, we're in a state of evolution at the moment where we're sort of looking at what the next generation of power consumption and power generation looks like. And we're working pretty hard to try and get a better picture of how people utilize electricity in their homes, when, and that helps inform decisions and technology going forward.